This is a message to say that I am okay, and to respond to Kim Beaver's, Kathy Bacon's question, or she posted me a topic, short topic. She said not to play it on the show, but that rule does only apply to Big Fatty's show.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Big Fatty's show. Short topic.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 3832, I say chew, of a BFO for Thursday the 13th of October, 2022. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me. Show. Y'all, I'm gonna tell y'all about my day, which includes. Can you hear that? Can you hear that? Yes, Big Fatty, we hear it. We hear it. Hello, Pop Tarts, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well, Big Fatty. You were just looking at the mocking calendar and you forgot. Well, you know, y'all, it's just real sad. It's real sad, and it's Thursday, and for some, best day of the week, Shalom Aleichem. For others, not so much, but I know that there are two people that it's a pretty good Thursday for. Oh, Big Fatty, who's that?
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
See y'all today, the 13th of October. Y'all, we have not one but two, I say, two celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Big Fatty, are those the two people that it's a good day for? It is. Y'all, the first, y'all have known this person, Lord, I don't know how long, but y'all, I have met her in person several times at least. I think it's been a couple of times. She is up there in the Minneapolis, Minnesota. Used to do the little show, We're Mean Because You're Stupid. She's got a parrot. She's got a parrot and kitty cats and yes, Big Fatty, and a puppy dog. Y'all haven't heard much about the puppy dog lately. I don't know if Toodles is still around or not. Y'all, I'm talking about none other than the one and only Princess Holly. Yeah, honey, we love Princess Holly. And you know, she's my eldest daughter. Yes, Big Fatty, and and y'all, then also today, y'all, he's the mysterious voice that you heard at the beginning of today's little show. Y'all used to have his own little show from over there in Bulgaria. y'all, he is the husband of Mr. Zed and used to do the Angry Panties. Little show. I'm talking about none other than the crazy Mexican and former number one fan of the BFO. Y'all, I'm talking about Hat M. Be ready, we love Hat M. It's true. So, y'all, if you see Fairy Princess Holly or Hat M on the Twitty or the Metaspace, wish them a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope they both get a big old piece of cake. Yes, Big Fatty. Oh, you know, Hat M, he'll probably have two pieces.
Happy birthday.
love the spirited, happy music. We do indeed. Y'all, let's see. After I spoke to you yesterday, you know, I was watching the Atlanta Braves getting the ass beat. But y'all, evidently, they came back and almost tied the game. And y'all, they were losing like 7-3 or something like that. And y'all, the end of the game, and I think that was like in the bottom of the eighth inning or the top of the ninth inning or something like that. Y'all, the game ended at the score of 7-6. So it had to have been an exciting ending. But y'all, I was not able to see it because the Nep and I were going over to see Olive. The Nep was going to drive, but y'all, he rushed over here to the villa and filled out his absentee ballot because it had to be postmarked by the 11th, and then ran it to the post office and turned it in, and I guess they stamped it or something. Anyway, y'all, he got back over here, and he says, I think you may have to drive. I went, okay, why is that? And he goes, well, I don't think my car's going to make it, y'all. Now, I think I may have told you this already. Y'all, he got the oil changed September of last year, prior to the drive across country. He's been in Charleston for a year. Check oil light, or change oil light has been on since June. In June, he checked the oil stick, and there was oil in the car. a few weeks ago, the oil change required light came on. Big Fatty, I can hear the Faye driver having to pull over to the side of the road. Probably. oil change required. And y'all, he's like, well, the gauge says that there's oil in there. He says, I'm going to go check that dipstick again. Y'all, there was about a fingernail's worth of oil left in the car. He goes, well, why would the gauge say that there's plenty of oil? I said, he says, show me what your oil gauge shows. And so I went, and y'all, there's not an oil gauge on the Ruby Red, but it has the sensors in it and everything, and it does have a thing that tells you the oil life. His was at zero months ago, and because I showed him how to find that out, and it was zero oil life, and y'all, he just kept on driving, you know, and he says, no, my oil gauge is right there by the tachometer and the gas gauge. I said, no, that's the tachometer and the gas gauge and the temperature gauge of the engine. Okay. So, y'all, now he's in a quandary because he's got to get the oil changed, but he doesn't want to go to the shop and not have any oil in there because they'll think he's crazy. Well, y'all, he is crazy. But anyway, he's gotten some more oil to go in there, but he didn't want to buy much because he didn't want to waste it because they're just going to pour it out. And y'all had a lovely evening with Olive. Y'all, they had a special appetizer, the Bang Bang Shrimp, Scrimps. And y'all, that's what I had. Y'all, it was all I needed. There were eight big old pieces of scrimps. And it had if you've ever been to the Bonefish Grill, you know, it's that kind of breaded scrimps with the kind of fiery, it's not real hot, but it's got like pepper flakes or something on it that makes it makes it good. And y'all, that's what I had. And of course, I had a cocktail. And y'all got back here to the villa. And y'all, it was just a quiet evening here in the villa. I I don't remember if I watched anything on the TV machine or not. If I did, I don't remember what it was. I watched the Jeopardy. It was good again, y'all. Oh, it was a good one. And ended up heading to the live chamber. I don't know, about 9:30 p.m. in the evening. And y'all had a little bit of trouble falling asleep just because, you know, I've got the windows open and I'm just walking the line there. Yes, Big Fatty Whitman Tinker is in the bushes outside. He is indeed. But y'all finally fell asleep. Y'all woke up about 5:15 a.m. in the morning. I didn't need to TT or anything, so I just rolled over and slept until about 10 minutes to 7. Got up. You know, Miss Gail King waits for no one. Got up, had my breakfast, did the Sudoku. Y'all, the Wordle was hard. The Wordle was hard. And, how do you make it vulgar? And y'all, then I was off. I was off on my morning nipple walk. Did the Big Circle. Came back, got my share, and then I was off. I was off to the Von's East. Yes, Big Ready. Can you hear that? Can you hear that? Yes, Big Ready. We hear it. We hear it. Yeah, as I do on hump day, off to the Von's East. Y'all, I didn't really need anything, but they had some things on sale that I thought I'd go ahead and take advantage of. Y'all, they had the bakery sourdough bread on sale, so I picked up a loaf of that. Picked me up an onion. Y'all, they had the nice Vanity Fair entertainment dinner napkins on sale. Got a package of those. Y'all, they had the laundry detergent on sale. Buy one, get one free, so I got a big old jug of that. Y'all, they had the Shake and Bake. Shake and Bake was on sale. Y'all, and I helped, got a thing of that. Y'all, like a little Shake and Bake poke. Y'all, they had the Pop-Tarts. 5 boxes for $10. Now, y'all, I don't generally eat the Pop-Tarts. But, y'all, I also had a coupon that if you bought 3 boxes of Pop-Tarts, you got $5 off. So I bought $6 worth of Pop-Tarts and got $5 off, so I got 3 boxes of Pop-Tarts for a dollar. And y'all, these are perfect. Denty Moore beef stew and Pop-Tarts, y'all, they're in your Hurricane. They're in your Hurricane pantry. Y'all, they had the chocolate peanuts on sale, and I got a thing of that and a thing of the bridge mix. Y'all, they also had the Reese's Peanut Butter Cups on sale. So, y'all, I got a package of the 6 big cups. They were buy one, get one free. Just got one of those, though. Y'all picked me up a tub of the Kerrygold butter. And, y'all, Big Ricky was talking about some chicken fingers or chicken nuggets or something that he liked. And I think it's the Just Bear chicken fingers, and they were, so I saw one, and I said, well, you know what, I'll give that a try, because, you know, if Big Ricky likes it, it's got to be pretty good. Y'all, I spent $43.60, but I saved $25.93. Yes, Big Ricky! Y'all, I got back home and put my provisions away, and the Nip didn't go with me because he had an appointment with El Dentisto, which we all know is Mexican for El Dentisto. Notice I didn't say he went and got his oral changed. But anyway, I'll let you know when that finally happens. But he sent me a textimonium. Said, would you like to go to the Sam's Club? I said, yes. So, y'all, he came by, picked me up, off to the Sam's Club we went. I didn't really need anything. But, y'all, they you know, sometimes they have the rotisserie chickens and sometimes they don't. Well, they had them today, so I said, well, you can't go wrong with a $4.98 whole rotisserie chicken from the Sam's Club. So I picked me up one of those, and, y'all, I've been having a hankering to make some beef stew. And so they had a package, a big old package of it, of the beef cubes. And so I got that. So I'm going to make me some beef stew this weekend. But y'all, that means I got to go back to the Von Z's because I need to get potatoes and celery and carrots. I think they had mushrooms on sale too, so I'll probably get some of those and maybe some brown gravy mix or something like that. But after that, y'all, he needed to go to the Walmart, which is right next door. So we went in there, and y'all, they had all the crema decorations out. Well, they're in the process of putting them out. Y'all, Santa Claus has vomited, but it's still all boxed. Not all of it, but a lot of it's still boxed up. So you're not really getting the full effect yet. But some of the stuff is up, and anyway, after that, got back here to the villa, and I think that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Fatty! Y'all, just a couple little things here at the end of the little show to share with you. Y'all, in the mail, in the United States Postal Service delivery, on, Tuesday, y'all, I got my ballot. I got my ballot for the governorship and for U.S. Senate. And for U.S. representative, and school board, and different state positions, and all like that. So, y'all, I have completed that and placed it already back in the mail. So, y'all, I voted, and y'all, the nice thing is, the thing that y'all they gave you the I voted sticker. And so I've got me a sticker too, Big Fatty. And y'all, a couple of other little things. I hadn't checked the Twitty this afternoon, but y'all, I think Miss Bacon started her new job, we wish her well. Y'all, I think she's thinking of moving too. And y'all, then Scotty, a couple of days, you know, the little Aussie guy, posted a couple of days that his puppy dog Alan is just moving slow, Big Fatty. Is Scotty able to keep up with him? I don't know, but we hope Alan is doing A-okay. And y'all, just the sad note that we all know that Angela Lansbury took her final bow. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, you know, one of the highlights of Angela Lansbury's career was this.
Is there anybody home, lady?
My husband must be home, or else the alarm would be on. Ben? Are you home? Ben? Would you mind staying until I have a look around?
Oh, sure thing, lady. You can't be too careful, can you? No, don't go in there, lady.
Oh, yes, Big Fatty. We all remember that special episode. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the birthday boy had him. What do you think about
Big Fatty's show? Short topic.
Oh, yes. Well, Big Fatty's show, it usually is a short topic. Normally about 20 minutes. Big Fatty, exactly 20 minutes.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.